The Osgood Files, sponsored by Stamps.com. Save time, trouble, and money by buying and printing official U.S. postage with your own computer and printer. In a moment, a special offer just for you. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. The wave of immigrants from Mexico has slowed down, so much so that they're being eclipsed by a new wave of immigrants.
Most of this wave of Asian immigration comes from six countries: China, India, Vietnam, the Philippines, Korea, and Japan.
CBS's Bill Whitaker talks with one of them after this. According to the Pew Research Center, Asians are now the country's fastest growing minority. In 2010, they comprised 36% of all immigrants, 430,000, surpassing Hispanics, who accounted for only 31% of immigrants. CBS's Bill Whitaker talked to one of them, Jason Yim, who graduated from UCLA and started a digital marketing agency called Trigger.
How many employees do you have?
We have just under 70 worldwide. So we have an office in Shanghai, as well as a small team in Manila, and then this office in West LA.
What's interesting is that this wave of immigration hasn't been anywhere near as controversial as Hispanic immigration. And the reason for that may lie in the other statistics gathered by Pew Research.
Asians are the most educated group in the country. Almost half, over 25, have college degrees versus 28% of the general population. In 2010, they earned 45% of all engineering PhDs. They're the country's highest wage earners. Asians have a median annual household income of $66,000.
Highly skilled, well off, and they generally come here legally, in many cases on visas arranged by high-tech companies desperate for their skills.
In a way, you're living the American dream.
I think so.
Last year, Jason Yim's company earned $5 million. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.